decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown, bang, bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead, again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover. Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
Welcome back, folks. Episode 87 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. And I'm your host, Ryan Seeker. And you know what? Football's back. I'm in a great mood. No Seth Neuville today, but it's your boy, Ryan. And we got our dog, our technical director in the corner, Rylan Dawson.
What up?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've been on quite a bit lately.
That's true.
We got to get you a little more action, and this is your chance. The time is now.
Appreciate it. Now I'm a guest, or was a guest. Now I'm behind the scenes. Now I'm back as a guest, right?
Yeah. We'll just keep flip-flopping.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? You're always a guest. And actually, no, you're a part of the crew. You are the takeover.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
This doesn't run without you because I can't be here and do that.
That is true. You know what? I'm going to do this. Just for it. Let's hear it.
Rylan Dawson, everyone. All right. I just want to give a quick shout out to my Patreon subscribers, Kay. I know you guys, your support really means so much without me. I need you guys way more than you need me, and that is nothing but a fact. Just want to give a quick shout out to Seth Gomez, Brody, Ben Norton, James Hole, Maddie Bosselman, Lauren Seekert, my mom, the GOAT, and then there's Nino, Trey, Jaden, and Kyler Carson. Love you all. Go ahead and hit it. Cha-ching. Yes, sir. Money in the bank. Let's go. How many live viewers do we have?
Let's see. We got, looks like three, maybe.
All right, three, turn me up.
Three?
Okay. Well, anyways, just want to give a quick one more last shout out. I swear this is it. To Vegas Sports Advantage. Guys, they made me some money Sunday. I'm not going to lie. They told me to bet on the Cardinals +3.5. And what did I do? Bet on the Cardinals +3.5. I'm $50 richer. So, guys, if you want free money, click the link in the Twitter bio or on our link tree, Vegas Sports Advantage. Purchase a bundle of picks. They will tell you what to put your money on. And just put your money on them. It's as simple as that. You will be up tremendously. But be careful. Do not spend all your money. Gamble wisely. I'm low-key encouraging gambling, but just be responsible, you know?
And they made me money, too. Not going to lie.
See? Thank you, Ryan.
It works.
Yeah, I even told him. I was like, get on this. And he's like, okay. He's a happy man now.
Very.
Exactly.
And happy because the Broncos won.
And the goddamn Boy State Broncos won.
Both Broncos won. Denver was successful too, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But sad Jerry Jeudy. That one hurt.
That's unfortunate. I like Jerry Jeudy.
Starting wide receiver on my fantasy, so.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Luckily, I didn't have Jerry Jeudy. Knock on wood, I've been avoiding the injury bug lately, and I'm blessed.
I'd hope so. It's week one, so.
Well, I actually did have Gus Edwards in one of my leagues, so.
Cool. Did you pick up?
I did not pick up Tyson Williams. I picked up someone else had him. I'm picking up Christian Kirk, hopefully.
Okay.
We're gonna have to mute that. I think everyone in my league might be watching.
I picked up Waddle. Replaced Jeudy with Waddle for the 4 weeks Judy's supposed to be out.
Okay.
And then Le'Veon Bell. If Gus Edwards,
he's washed. I'm sorry.
But you know what? I was told he could be a sleeper pick, and I had an empty spot. I said, I'm going to take the gamble. Big bench in my league, so
okay.
I rolled the dice.
If he doesn't get any touches within the next 2 weeks, release him. Because Latavius Murray, the guy they literally just picked up, is, I think, second string now.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because technically Bell was only to the practice squad.
Exactly.
But, you know.
But, yeah, hey, we got a lot of games to get to that happened.
It's true. Plus some picks.
Exactly. And we'll get to the picks after the recap.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a week one Rye Guy recap from your boy. We're going to start with the Thursday night game, Buccaneers and Cowboys. Folks, I'm not going to lie. The Cowboys looked a lot better than I thought.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, and you know what? Dak Prescott is already an early MVP candidate, even though he lost.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Sorry,
that's just too early. He played good. I don't think he played MVP good.
It's MVP numbers. I think that's it. I mean, I'm not saying he is the most valuable player, but it just kind of goes to show when this guy's healthy, the Cowboys are a completely different team.
They looked incredible.
They did. I mean,
great.
Unfortunate, Michael Gallup got sent on IR. But, I mean, Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, dogs. Dalton Schultz, stud. Their own line's great. Zeke, I mean, don't hate him. He faced the best run defense in the NFL, so fantasy owners, hold on to him.
Please.
Hold on to him until week 5. If nothing, I'd start to panic. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think you hit all the points. I mean, what I think, who was it? Dak Prescott was what? Nominated player of the week, I think.
Yeah, well deserved.
I mean,
even though he lost, I mean, exactly. You rarely see that.
I mean, that game was nuts, though.
That was
Tom Brady. Tom Brady's driving
game.
In the fourth, like, what was that? What do you have left? A minute 40?
Enough time. A minute 10.
Tom Brady time.
Exactly. He had, like, I think one or two. I think he had two timeouts left, and I'm like, it's over.
I think he had one.
I think it might have been one, yeah. He got the ball back, and he needed a field goal, not a touchdown. That's why I was like, oh,
it's
over.
Field goal to tie, though, yeah?
No, to win.
Send into OT.
No, to win, because the Cowboys were up one.
Oh, that's right.
It was 28-29. Yeah, and so if Tom Brady, all he needs is a field goal and you give him a minute, you're out of here. I mean,
it's an L.
You're kind of lying to yourself if you think there's a chance.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to the next game. First game Sunday, I got Eagles versus the Falcons. I had Jalen Hurts as my quarterback in one of my fantasy leagues, and I was so happy watching that man play.
Bet.
By the way, the Atlanta Falcons, y'all look sorry as hell right now. You guys, you need everything. I'm going to be honest. I mean, Julio Jones, yeah, he's gone. Would he have made a difference? I don't think so. This defense is atrocious. They basically lost to two rookie wide receivers. I still count Jalen Reagor as a rookie. He only played, like, what, 6 games last year? Devontae Smith, rookie, but they played great. I like what the Eagles are doing right now. I had questions about the Sirianni hire, the head coach for the Eagles, but, I mean, I love the play calling. Miles Sanders was involved. Jalen Hurts is going to have a good career. I was questioning some of the he's going into his sophomore year. Do they now have film on him? Turns out it doesn't matter.
Same thing with Herb. I was thinking the same thing with Justin Herbert with the sophomore slump. I think a lot of people there's a lot of sophomores this year, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. So far, the sophomore is looking good, though.
Yeah.
Especially Jalen.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. Wait, no. I think Jalen Hurts, he's a sophomore.
Yeah, I thought so. I think so.
Wait. No, he's not.
Is it? But did he play a full rookie?
Wait. Yeah.
Was it last year's first full season?
No, he is a sophomore.
Yeah.
Why am I? I'm bugging. Yeah, no, he is a sophomore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. Yeah, he looks great. I think he's a legit quarterback, and I think he's going to have a bright future.
I mean.
And I picked the Eagles to win. Seth Neuville picked the Falcons. Ha ha!
You can laugh at me, too, because I'm with Seth on that one. I picked the Falcons as well.
Really?
Yep.
And the Eagles.
It looked good at the first quarter in like 9 minutes. But
yeah, but I mean, Falcons got a lot of problems right now. There's too many holes.
It happens.
Next game, the Steelers and Bills. I actually chose the Bills here. I was kind of disappointed in the Bills here as a team. The Steelers do not really have that good of an offense, but the Bills' defense tried to keep them in check as much as possible. And yet the Bills' offense, I mean, Josh Allen just looked petrified back there. But, I mean, the Steelers' front is just ridiculous.
The Bills came out freaking strong, dude. I was at work on Sunday morning watching that game. I was like, holy crap, the Bills look good. Their defense came out swinging.
Yeah, no, they did.
And I was like, and I had to go do something else, and I came back, and I'm like, wait, what the hell? The Steelers ended up winning that game?
No, I know. It was 10-0 for like the longest time, I swear to God.
Yeah.
And then
it ended, the final score was
23-16.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And the Steelers kind of came back. So Big Ben still got it.
He does.
Unfortunately, but I'm tired of seeing him, man. He still has it as in like they can still compete with him. But I mean, I'm ready for a new quarterback in Pittsburgh. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If he still got it, why not? You know, you don't fix something that's not broken. But then you go to Green Bay, and it's like, what happened?
Oh, we'll get to that game. Okay. congrats on the Steelers win. I'm not buying everything into the Steelers right now, but I do love their defense going forward. And I think they have a shot to easily make the wild card. I think right now the Ravens losing to the Raiders, I got questions about them. But the Browns, I think right now, are the best team in this division.
Okay.
But we'll get there.
Browns look good, too. We'll get there.
Browns look phenomenal. Vikings-Bengals. I chose the Vikings to win. Kirk Cousins played good, but, man, he took some horrible sacks. The Bengals' pass rush was good. I was very I was worried about Ja'Marr Chase after seeing him in the preseason. This guy's an animal. I mean, wow. I was telling everyone to take T. Higgins, which T. Higgins had a great game. Ja'Marr Chase had an even better game. And, wow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, I missed you. Thank God you're back. God, I was tired of seeing whoever was quarterback. I don't even remember.
Couldn't tell you.
Good win for Zach Taylor. This was a great morale win for the Bengals.
You said
Turn
you had
me up,
Cincy. You had Vikings on that though, yeah?
I did too. I felt like Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Jefferson, Cousins, like that's just too much for them. But the Vikings defense, I'm worried now.
Not bad.
It doesn't look good. Doesn't look good for the Vikings defense. I mean, their secondary, not great. Their pass rush was pretty good. I was impressed there.
That was about it, though.
I think they got, what, 5 sacks as a team? Yeah.
Yeah, it was 4 or 5.
5 sacks. So I'm happy there, but their secondary's not looking good.
Who is your defense in fantasy this week?
The Bills.
Okay.
So not horrible.
No, not a bad play.
They played all right. So
what was next? Jets-Panthers?
Next one I got Niners-Lions, and I really wanted to talk about this game. Kyle Shanahan almost had another monumental choke job.
You're kidding. I actually didn't get to watch this game, so this is the one game I didn't get to watch.
It was 41-10 at one point. I'm pretty sure the Niners were up.
I did hear there was
41-17.
It was like either a blowout this week or it was a close game.
It started as a blowout. It was 41-17 at the start of the fourth quarter. I'm not even kidding.
So what happened?
Niners kick a field goal. Detroit then turns it over on downs. Niners then punt it back to Detroit. Detroit has a 12-play drive, touchdown. Then they get an onside kick, go down. George Kittle had an awful botch on an onside. It bounced like right off his face mask. It wasn't good.
Yep.
So they got the onside kick. They go down in 6 plays, score a touchdown. It was 41-33, right? Within a 46-second span, they got 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
And then the Niners fumble the ball on 3 plays once they get it back. Detroit then goes down, loses on just lost it downs. Just
gotcha.
Yeah, fourth. Yeah.
You had San Fran on that, yeah?
I had San Fran.
So did I.
Yeah. But, man, I do like the way Campbell has coached the Lions team.
You know what? The Lions, for how everyone was shitting on them.
And, I mean, how can you not? They're Detroit.
Exactly.
They're ass.
Yeah.
But I do like, I mean, this Campbell head coach, he brings an energy to Detroit where they're never out of it.
Why not?
I know.
They're just having fun with it.
Exactly. I know. But then, like, you know, they get a worse QB this year. They lose all their wide receivers. They draft an offensive tackle in the first round. It's not a sexy pick, but it's a good place to start. They're not a glamorous team right now. TJ Hawkinson had a good game. I was actually kind of impressed with Jared Goff and his performance. Top 5 passing yard leader. But I mean, he kind of had to throw the ball.
That's what you're talking about preseason.
But hey, I mean, like, I think like there's some hope here for Detroit. You're not gonna have a good year right now, but
I think they'll at least win a few games.
I'm gonna say I think they can win 4 or 5 games, easy.
Solid.
So yeah,
cool.
Proud of you, Detroit. That was a W and a loss.
Mental dub, physical L.
Niners, RIP to the running back. Raheem must start, more like must get to the IR because he is now no longer playing the whole year. Trey Sermon, look for him. And then who is the other running back? Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell, try and pick him up in the leagues. Debo Samuel, way to pop off. Brandon Ayuk, I started him in fantasy.
How'd you do in fantasy? Just
3-1 in all my leagues.
Not bad.
So I lost pretty bad.
I lost by 0.7 points this week.
Really? I won by 0.8.
If Mike Evans would have actually done something, then three receptions on Thursday, I probably would have won.
Ouch.
Yeah. But Pickham, I did pretty well in Pickham.
Well, hey, at least your wide receiver had a reception. Brandon Ayuk had 0 and 0. I guess he just doesn't play football anymore. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, that one was for you. You're going to the bench now. Corey Davis had 26 on my bench. I now know who to start.
Oh,
moving
man.
On. Cardinals Titans. Vegas Sports Advantage. Shout out to y'all for calling this one.
Yep, that's the one that got me too.
I had the Titans winning this game.
Oh. But I had the Cardinals.
But I picked the Cardinals +3.5 because I was like, oh, maybe they could keep it close. Kyler Murray is my MVP right now. This dude looks even better. He gets better every year.
It was crazy watching him.
This dude is a human joystick at quarterback, and it is just magnificent to watch.
Nope.
And DeAndre Hopkins, dog.
If I could say something about Kyler real quick, it's almost like he was an outfielder.
Right.
Like, you know, you never see someone move that quick on some grass.
Dude, and he is you can tell he's just born with it. Like,
crazy.
This dude can pick up a golf club and just drive it 300 yards.
I bet you his golf game is absolutely insane.
Bro, I bet you he's good at anything he does.
It's just one of those guys.
He's just literally one of those guys. And it's just like, if you grow up with him, like on the playground, growing like through middle school and high school, just playing sports, you're just like, go fuck yourself.
He's first pick everything. Oh, any everything. Sport.
And exactly. He just runs PE. Yeah.
He was that kid where it's like, you know, you run a mile in PE. It's like he's running 2 miles before you're even running one, you know?
Exactly. All five
for extra credit,
him.
Yeah.
Titans.
Tannehill was pretty upsetting. I'm glad I was going for him really hard in fantasy, like to draft him.
And the team was a little upsetting.
I'm really glad he got stolen from me. Literally, pick in front of me.
Who?
Tannehill.
Tannehill?
He had it in my queue. It was him. It was Kyler Murray. He got picked. Yeah. Tannehill got picked. Next was Herb. So I went with Herb.
You got Herbert after Ryan Tannehill?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Actually, I think I might have waited around, actually, and still got Herb.
Damn, Tannehill went before Herbert?
In my league, yes.
That's crazy. Is there a Titans fan?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, actually, I want to bring this up. Shout out Dylan McGee for this. He drafted pretty much the entire Titans roster.
Oh, man.
Let's see how he did this week, actually.
Put him on the spot.
I'm going to put him on the spot because he was telling everyone, he's like, oh, look out. Like, this is going to be like the Chiefs 2.0. Might as well just run this team.
Hopefully, I'm hoping it was a week one fluke for Tannehill because I really want to see him do well in Tennessee.
Yeah, he finished with 79 points.
Oh, that's rough.
That's not good.
Oh.
Yeah, not good. But yeah, Cardinals, from top to bottom, their roster is sound. They got a Pro Bowl.
The Cardinals could be a Chiefs-like team. They're scary.
I mean, but they're in such a tough division, and we'll get to the other two teams. But, man, the Titans. I'm not worried yet. Listen, week one, teams are always going to surprise, fall off, pick up heat. Like, it's a long season. It got extended, too. There's another game. I'm not worried. This could be, honestly, a fluke win, crazy win for the Cardinals, for all we know. Because they got the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Niners all in that division. That whole division won. So they're going to beat each other up. Titans, they got a very weak division. I'm not worried. But interesting performance, to say the least. Maybe Arthur Smith leaving the Titans as an OC could be problematic. Moving on to the next game, Seahawks against the Colts. Now, do you remember when Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers kind of had beef with the front office in the offseason?
Yeah, I do remember that.
So, Russell Wilson handling that, I mean, this dude is so mature for a quarterback. Like, he'll never bitch, moan, complain, whatever. The Seahawks go out and get a good tight end, not great. Gerald Everett's not bad. Kim's comes from the Rams. They go get Gerald Everett, and then they go get, like, another, like, mediocre offensive lineman. And then he goes, well, okay, that'll work for me. Puts his head down. He's like, yep, I'm here to stay. I'm gonna ball. And look what he does. Throws for 4 touchdowns.
He balled.
W against the Colts, which is a pretty decent team. Don't know about the quarterback right now, but their defense is legit. So I like it. Carter texted me saying A.J. Brown needs more targets. They kept just getting 3 and out, man. Like, I mean, A.J. Brown is wide receiver one, but I think the Cardinals were just locking them up.
Yeah.
Did he comment anything?
Nope, nothing in the chat so far.
Nothing in the chat. Carter, if you can, if you're watching, throw him in the chat. That'd be awesome. Just because I'm trying to check my ESPN app. How many targets did he get? I'm curious. A.J. Brown, 8 targets. That's a decent amount of targets.
Not terrible. It's week one.
Right, it's week one. That's a good amount. It's better than Julio's, like, 4 targets.
I think Julio's washed. I'm not going to lie.
I think he's done. I don't think he's the same.
Kind of like a, what's his face, Antonio Brown situation.
I think A.B. still got it.
You think?
I think so.
We'll see. I don't see it. I'm not going to lie.
He popped off against Dallas.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he'll have a few good games, but I think he's going to get, like, kind of pushed around otherwise.
That's true.
Might be a hot take, might not be.
I mean, well, he's the third option on that offense.
So
I mean, but I don't know, with the routes he's running.
He ran some decent routes, but.
He still got some in the tank. And Brady just throws an unguardable ball.
He's like the Albert Pujols of football, I guess.
Whoa. Just without the scandal. No, like way better. I'd probably say
No, I'd say age-wise. You know, still got some left in the tank. Brought him in from somewhere else. You know, he was released.
How about this? How about a Joey Votto in the NFL? Because Joey Votto's still balling.
Oh, yeah. He's having career year almost. Yeah. Okay, I like that better.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pujols right now in the NFL, I mean, if... Nah, Pujols of the
Pujols
NFL.
Is ugly to watch play.
So it's like it's like AJ line. Green. He's AJ Green.
Yeah,
but he's still on the field
for sure.
Next game: Chargers versus the Washington football team.
That's it. Let's go, Herb.
Herb played all right. The Washington front seven. I mean, they're still a disgustingly young and talented. I like this team going forward a lot. Although Fitzmagic going down with a hip injury is very unfortunate. Gibson kind of going down with a decent injury. I mean,
Knox them? You think they go down from here?
I don't think they go down, but I mean, they're in a weak division, so I'm not super worried. I still like them better than the Giants. The Eagles are surprisingly better than I thought, and I had Dallas winning this division.
Is Washington's depth pretty deep?
Yeah, they're all right. I think they're deep at running back. I mean, quarterback Taylor Heineke's not a scrub. He went 11 for 15 with a touchdown. So it's like, true. He's a stud backup. I love Terry McLaurin as a wide receiver. I like their running game. Chargers were just a better team. Let's not kid ourselves.
Sure.
Herbert, Eckler.
Played great for me.
Keenan Allen, their defense. Joey Bosa is a stud. Derwin James is back and healthy. Derwin James still isn't making like dynamic plays like we're used to, like his rookie year, but he still has that. He's still athletic enough to make his presence felt.
For sure. And he's got time.
That's, right.
We can't forget it's week one.
Yeah, and they got a brand new coach, too, Brandon Staley, which I like some of the moves he was making.
For sure.
So, yeah, long season, good win by the Chargers. The whole AFC West is also undefeated.
Get her done.
Jets-Panthers.
Who'd you have for this?
I had the Panthers.
I did, too.
But I will say this. Zach Wilson has a very bright future ahead of him.
Bold.
From what I saw, I don't know, man. I think... If that was Sam Darnold, Sam Darnold on the Jets, I don't think that game's even close. But coincidentally enough, Sam Darnold was on the Panthers. But Zach Wilson was making play like his offensive line was not helping him at all.
I mean, look at the score of that game. That was 14-9. There was like no action.
I know, and Zach Wilson was actually making some throws and making plays to kind of slowly progress them down the field and keep them in the game, which
very slowly then because you must have been watching a different game because I was watching the Jets game. It was ugly from
no, I
from
know
Zach Wilson.
Because oh well, I mean the sacks obviously he got sacked 6 times, but I feel like a lot of that wasn't his fault.
Yeah,
Mekhi Becton went down their left tackle with a leg injury that was unfortunate. He's gonna be out at least another 5 weeks. He's probably their best offensive lineman. So I mean, but I mean with some of the throws he was making and the decisions, I liked it way better than Sam Darnold. Also, and the Jets defense looks way better.
It's true. I mean, anything of the Jets just need to look better.
Right, and the defense, it looks good with under Robert Saleh.
Hey, in the chat, you got James Hole. Hey, James, we haven't talked the Saints game yet. It's coming up. Chargers game we just got done talking about, and he's like, yeah, the Chargers had 7 or 8 drops, apparently.
Oh. Yeah, even their DBs were dropping balls.
Oof.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Chargers should have won by a lot more. What did James ask? Was he just wondering where we're at?
Yeah, I just asked if we've talked the Saints game yet or the Chargers game.
We just got done talking about the Chargers game.
So,
okay. And then, yep. So, like I said, I think Zach Wilson, I like what I saw. Sam Darnold on the Panthers, Not too bad.
James got a hot take on Zach Wilson. I mean, hot take for me. Zach Wilson, stock up.
I've been telling that kid. I've been saying it. He is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in this class without question.
I don't think so.
I think so 100%.
I mean, he only put up two touchdowns.
It's his first game on the Jets as rookie year.
That's true. Trevor Lawrence wasn't very impressive either. So,
and yeah, I'm not worried about Trevor Lawrence either. And, no. I mean, they got down so quick, but, man.
The Jaguars. I can't jump on the Zach Wilson train, though. I'm not going to. Fuse.
That was a perfect segue. We're going to say one more thing about the Panthers. Their young defense looked pretty good. It's a work in progress. It looked good. Houston and Jacksonville. I had Jacksonville winning.
I did too.
I can't believe that was a Houston. Shocker. I cannot believe Houston put up almost 40 points.
That was nuts.
They shouldn't be doing that to anyone. I don't care who you are. Everyone's going to say, oh, Trevor Lawrence threw 3 interceptions. You know, he only had, 28 completions on 51 attempts. He still threw 3 touchdowns and 300 yards to, like.
But, like, what, two of those touchdowns and half that yards didn't come to the second half.
Right.
Played a lot better the second half than the first half.
They had to throw the ball the entire time. I had James Robinson as one of my running backs in my league, so I was like, I was getting a little frustrated. But, I mean, I can't blame him for not running the ball.
For sure.
I mean, Urban Meyer, I didn't like any of that from what I saw week one. It, like, made me want to vomit some of the stuff that they were doing.
Yeah.
Defensively, it didn't make sense. Trevor Lawrence, some of, like, the play calling didn't make sense. I think Trevor Lawrence, though, has a bright future still. Like, I still like a lot of the throws he's making. A lot of it could have been miscommunication. He had to throw on the run a lot, so.
I mean, he had the reputation coming in. He hasn't lost a regular season game since high school.
Yeah, also, when Red Zone started, Scott Hansen, you know, he goes, 7 hours of commercial-free football. Hits me rock hard every time. But as soon as he got done saying that, he then goes to say, yeah, and here's Trevor Lawrence, the most hyped prospect since Peyton Manning. Imagine hearing that.
You buy it?
Most hyped prospect since Peyton Manning, yeah.
I buy it.
Or since Andrew Luck, one of the two.
Pretty big names.
So. Those are huge names. Huge names.
Hopefully it turns into something.
If Andrew Luck played his whole career, he'd be a Hall of Famer easily.
It's true.
Easily. But yeah, no, Trevor Lawrence, I see a bright future with him. With Urban Meyer, though, we'll see.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first game, but I don't judge teams till week 5.
They need to pick it up, or mix it up, sorry.
Houston, Tyrod Taylor, hell of a game, man. Hell of a game. Mark Ingram, hell of a game. Brandon Cooks, hell of a game.
Honestly, Houston just had a pretty good game.
I know. I saw Mark Ingram having a touchdown, 80 yards. Brandon Cooks, 5 receptions, 130 yards. I'm like, what is this, the 2017 Saints?
I mean, they had something to prove, though. You know, everyone was talking down, oh, Houston, you know, was going to be the next Jets. But.
Well, yeah, because, you know, everyone, I mean, Deshaun Watson not being healthy sucks. Or not, it's not a health issue. Yeah, maybe mental, but we'll talk about that later.
Obviously, didn't mean too much this week, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I didn't like this game. Okay, Chiefs-Browns. If the Monday night game didn't happen, this is the game of the week.
Definitely.
I loved this game, and the Browns are for real, folks. My God, this defense is good.
Hot.
This defense is good. Top to bottom, they are sound. Kevin Stefanski, one of the best play callers in the NFL. And when I say that, he's like top 7, not top 3. Obviously, you got your 3 goats. I don't think they're not going to beat the Chiefs, though. That's the problem. I still see the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. They're the Golden State Warriors.
That's like something you draft in like Madden.
I'm telling you, they're the Golden State Warriors. If they're home and if they are losing by less than 2 possessions,
it's kind of like giving Tom Brady the ball with a minute.
No, I feel like it's even more safe.
You think?
I do. Cause
so you'd take that over Tom Brady with a minute left?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I really do.
And 2 scores?
How has no one stopped Tyreek Hill yet?
They can't. No one can.
It just blows me away. And Patrick Mahomes, just a cheat code. Travis Kelce, one of the best tight ends we've ever seen.
And that combo.
Yeah, and the Chiefs still got a great defense. They have the exact same core they had last year. They're still my favorite to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. As much as I love the Browns, I love the up-and-coming teams. I mean, who's beating this team? The Bills aren't.
I mean,
everyone's hyping up the Bills. I don't see it.
James Hull said Chargers going to shock the world and beat the Chiefs this year.
He's a Chargers fan. I'm sorry, James.
James, I'm going to go with you on that one just because I got Herb on fantasy. So I'll join you, James.
No, listen, don't get me wrong. Regular season, they're going to lose a few games, obviously. But when it comes down to the postseason, every single dynasty in all of sports has to go through hard losses in championship games. The Bucks beating the Chiefs was the best thing for them.
Humbled them?
Humbled them, yes. Because they felt unbeatable. They were going into the Super Bowl 15-1. And so,
who did they lose to last year?
The Bucks.
Oh.
Brady won. The Warriors. The 3-1 comeback from the Cavs. And they go on to win two more rings. Even the Patriots dynasty. Philly special. The Eli Manning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They had a period where they really didn't. They lost, what, three straight Super Bowls?
No, they
lost two straight, beat Atlanta, and then lost to Philly.
Lost a third.
So, I mean, Patriots went through it. Every dynasty has to go through it, and I think the Chiefs just had theirs. Watch out.
All right.
But I do like...
I
like the Browns, but not enough to go to the Super Bowl. They are contenders, though.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next game. Miami versus New England. The two former Crimson Tide quarterbacks going at it.
There was like nothing special with this game.
Tua and Mac Jones. It was very sloppy running back play. A lot of fumbles. But Mac Jones, I thought, looked great.
I thought he looked pretty good.
I thought Mac Jones looked great for his first start in New England to trying to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady. It's a lot to ask for, especially under Bill Belichick. He's not a fun coach to play for, obviously.
Nope.
But I liked, Damian Harris ran well. Nelson Aguilar did great. Jonnu Smith got some good play calls. They're figuring him out. Tua, I don't see it. I'm going to say it. I don't see it. I don't see franchise quarterback.
Okay, I don't see maybe franchise quarterback for the Dolphins, but he definitely will find his franchise home, I think. I don't think he's going to be someone that bumps around. I think he has the skill. I think he put up fantasy numbers for a franchise quarterback. He did... At least in my league, what do you have in my? I think he had like
he only had one touchdown and 200 yards.
Oh, he had like over he had like 30 plus in my league.
How?
I don't know.
What is your scoring?
I don't know. I didn't set it up. Sorry. I can tell you right now how many points he had. He did
30.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did 27. That's still a lot.
Still.
26-9 in my league.
Oh, I just opened my phone. I just got a text from my buddy James. James, I can't. I've actually been liking LaCroix.
Is he giving you LaCroix
shit?
Yeah,
dude, I used to roast the shit out of LaCroix. and he literally texted me in all caps. Are you drinking LaCroix? I am. I think they're so good now. And you know what? I think this might have done it. White Claws.
I was going to say White Claws. That's why I hated seltzers.
I hated seltzers.
I'm on a seltzer game now.
Yeah, but my taste buds have changed. I think White Claws really helped me adapt.
It's the maturity.
When I'm not trying to drink during the week.
Or you're trying to drink, but you don't want to drink the alcohol.
Right. Or when my brain's like, hey, have a drink. And my heart's like, nah, you shouldn't. You know?
maybe. Is it helping you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. Eh. But yes, James, I am drinking a LaCroix. All right. Tua, I don't see franchise quarterback.
Maybe still not Miami.
Still not wowed, but I mean, Dolphins won.
Hey, you're on the Zach Wilson train. I'm on the Tua train, so.
Okay, how about this? Former Bama QB, who's going to have the best career? Jalen Hurts, Tua, or Mac Jones?
Best career. Like numbers, like overall,
just
like
projection, like
I'm gonna say Tua.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with Tua.
I'm gonna go with I like Jalen, man.
Not a bad pick.
I like Jalen. He's in the easier division. He's got good weapons around him. Good old line.
Yeah, but who knows where Tua will be?
Correct. And who knows if Jalen stays on the Eagles? You know.
Or if Matt? Well, I guess Mac will probably stay locked down. And
I just like I like mobile quarterbacks now.
Then if you're talking mobile quarterbacks, I kind of like Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but he's not a former Crimson Tide quarterback.
I don't care. He's a mobile quarterback. I'm taking him.
I love Kyler Murray, too.
I think if there's no Patrick Mahomes in the NFL, Kyler Murray is the number two.
It's Russell Wilson. I think it's Russell Wilson right now.
I think we just live in an area where Seahawks is oversaturated.
Russell Wilson's, won a Super Bowl.
Kyler Murray hasn't won a Super Bowl yet.
Right. No, Kyler Murray's amazing. Like, don't, like, him and Russell Wilson are pretty much the same. Kyler Murray's just honestly faster. Russell Wilson's just more accurate and has a better arm.
Both baseball players, technically.
You are correct.
Maybe that's what it is. You just need to be a baseball player in order to be a great quarterback, great mobile quarterback.
Johnny Manziel played baseball.
Yes, he did. Partied like a baseball player, too.
He partied like a fucking rap artist. It was insane.
I got nothing to say.
All right, next game. The Saints and the Packers. Can you zoom in on me?
Do I have that control?
I think so. Can you do like a mobile zoom?
Let's see. I got to take myself off the screen first. I'm in picture in picture right now.
Okay. You don't have to. No, I got this.
I think. Nope.
Can't.
Nope. This ain't UTP.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, I know. I'm used to university television. All right, here we go, folks. Saints Packers. For my fellow Packers fans watching this, this is going to go on Instagram, by the way. I'm going to make sure of it. So, going into this game, I thought we were going to lose. I thought the Packers were going to win. Did you pick the Packers, Rylan?
Yes, but I had them at the bottom of my points list in my pick'em, so I wasn't. It was one of those I was like iffy on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, and that's fair because I was really close of betting Saints +3.5. I think the line was. And I think I had him. Actually, I know I did have the Saints +3.5 in one of my parlays. My parlay didn't hit. Fuck the Jags.
Should have listened to Vegas Bets.
I did listen to Vegas Bets. They sent me that text. That's why I was like, But you know what they also sent me? Jags money line. Bullshit. Anyways.
I had the Jags money line too. I think a lot of people did.
I mean, it made more. It was good odds. Anyways.
Back to the Saints
and Packers. Neutral site. I mean, I saw a stat come out saying Rodgers sucks in Florida. I was like, nah, I kind of see it. Could be true. Turns out, it's true. But I will get the person I want to give the most credit to, and it's not a player, and it's Sean Payton. It's the Saints head coach because he outcoached the shit out of Matt LaFleur. This, what the Saints went through this offseason was pretty bad. Losing Drew Brees, salary cap hell, and a hurricane. So I'm going into this game thinking, wow, we're kind of getting our shit rocked right now. But turns out we beat the Packers 38-3. Jameis Winston, he's a completely different quarterback. He had a play. This might have been the best play of the game, in my opinion. He had a play where he had, like, I'm not even kidding, 8 seconds of protection, and he threw it away. He didn't throw it downfield like he usually does. He threw it away. Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, it looked like he really just didn't care. Did you watch the game at all, Rylan?
I only got to see clips of it.
He looked like he didn't care after the after halftime. He came out. It didn't look like he wanted to play anymore.
What was the halftime score?
17-3.
So it's like still like Aaron Rodgers comebackable.
Right. That's why. So then they were driving down the field. They got the ball. I was like, oh shit, here we go. Rodgers is gonna go down, make a one possession. Shout out Cam Jordan, by the way, gave pressure on Rodgers, threw a dumb pass, threw it way behind Devontae Adams. Saints got a pick. And that's when I was like, oh my God, that might have just been game-changing. We go down, Jameis throws a tud. I'm just really proud of this team. Michael Thomas not being healthy. The Saints had one wide receiver on the roster that was drafted.
Really?
Yep, and it was Ty Montgomery. He's our fifth-string wide receiver.
Good for them.
Everyone else was undrafted that Jameis was throwing to.
Good for them.
That's crazy.
Good to hear it.
That's why I'm going into this game. I'm like, the Packers got to win, right?
Yeah. You were like, for diehard Saints fan you were pretty low Saints energy.
I was. I was like, I think the Packers are honestly going to win.
I mean, I think most people did. Just with what happened in the Saints offseason-wise.
Oh, yeah. We got, like, annihilated. Financially, emotionally, mentally. So, I mean, yeah, I like. I already like our chances to go into the playoffs. I mean, I just, let's not kid ourselves. The Saints, they have a top three coach. They had a top five defense last year. So
yeah, top 10 for sure.
They're just too well coached. So let's just not kid ourselves. I mean, losing Brees was huge, obviously, but I think Sean Payton now having someone that can throw a deep ball, he's licking his chops.
Dangerous.
Shouts to the Saints, Packers. I'm not worried, honestly. Long season. They're still in a very weak division. They got the Bears, the Vikings, and the Bears, Vikings, and Lions. So
nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, and they all lost. So Packers not worried, but that was definitely a good kick in the nuts for them.
For sure.
Yep. Broncos, Giants.
Let's go.
Turn me up, Teddy B.
Please.
Turn me up. I'm happy, bro. I'm always rooting for Teddy Bridgewater. Wherever he goes, he's got a special place in my heart. Great guy.
Money.
He's always just been overcoming stuff, and I thought they made the right decision by starting him.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
Giants, though. Daniel Jones. Poor guy. It might be the offensive line, but he's still fumbling. Saquon Barkley, non-existent. Maybe shouts to the Denver front seven.
Dangerous. Scary.
Yeah, no. Denver's defense is legit, folks.
They've been legit, though, for a few years.
They have. Unfortunate Judy went down.
That was so hard to watch.
KJ Hamler was making plays. Cortland Sutton didn't really get involved, but now he will be getting involved.
Definitely.
Noah Fant, stud. So yep. They still got weapons. I'm not worried. And I think it was only an ankle sprain, so Judy's out 5 weeks.
Yeah, high ankle sprain, estimated 3 to 4, potentially 5.
Oh, then, yeah. You guys will be just fine.
Yeah.
But that was a huge win because now your whole division is
undefeated.
Undefeated. And your next two games are the Jaguars and the Jets.
It's looking good.
So get off to a hot start. Win as many games as you can.
Keep the train rolling.
Keep the train rolling.
I wish I had a train sound effect right now. That'd be nice.
That would be cool.
Hey, watch next week's episode. I'm sure it'll be there.
Yeah, we'll get one uploaded. Don't you worry, y'all.
I got the money.
If I'm the Giants, I would start looking at a quarterback going into next year. Just saying. I think it's time. I don't think Daniel Jones is the guy. I've tried to believe in him, but...
Why don't they just pick up Tua? If you don't think Tua is a franchise guy in Miami, why don't they just try Tua out in New York?
Well, because if they can't block for Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones is a mobile quarterback. He's probably more mobile than Tua. If Daniel Jones is getting his shit rocked, I think it'd just be as bad for Tua. So, yeah. And Saquon Barkley just being non-existent kind of like doesn't really help Daniel Jones out. So, we'll see how the season goes. I'll give you more of a Rye Guy recap by week 5 for the Giants.
Sure. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Good. Let's move on to the Sunday night game.
Let's do it.
The Rams and the Bears. Stafford, I think he's the happiest man on earth right now.
Who wouldn't be? I mean, you see him last night at Kershaw's debut from the IL?
Oh, he was laughing so hard. Oh, my God. Smiling, just enjoying life. In L.A. on a much better... Imagine going from Detroit to L.A.
In a brand new stadium.
In a billions of dollar stadium. And already being a Super Bowl contender like that. Oh, he's loving life right now. I'm so happy for him. He looked great.
I don't know how you couldn't be loving life.
Oh, I know. Look
at your situation.
Right, and I was a little worried. I was like, okay, first game, you know, new team. No. Didn't look like he didn't even skip a beat.
No.
So I'm like, oh, God.
Put on the uniform, did what he did.
The Rams are going to be good, folks.
Yep.
I think they're Super Bowl contenders out of the NFC.
Do Rams play the Chiefs this year, yeah?
I don't know, but that would be a very good game.
It'd be a great game.
Let me check. If they do, I think they play them early. No, they play the Bucks. No Chiefs.
The Bucks would probably be a pretty good game.
Yeah. That'll be a good game. But quick message to the Bears and Matt Nagy and all them. Why aren't we starting Justin Fields?
My question exactly. I had him on fantasy bench right. just to see what he'd do. I just didn't want him to go undrafted or have someone else pick him up in case he did boom.
Right.
Didn't boom.
Right.
Kind of the opposite. Kind of went like underground, like, you know.
Right. If
he didn't get the chance to boom, though.
Who?
Justin Fields.
No, yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah. What do you got? I think he got, four plays in?
Yeah.
It was less than 10.
Yeah. And didn't he score a touchdown? He ran in a touchdown, I'm pretty sure.
Let me see. I don't think he did.
Justin Fields rushing touchdown. Yep. 1 carry, 3 yard touchdown. Oh. It's time to start him. If Andy Dalton goes back out there next week, fire everyone. If I'm Ryan Pace, I fire everyone. Let's not kid ourselves. Andy Dalton or Justin Fields, eye test. Who gives us the best chance to win right now?
Justin Fields.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I used to be a big believer in draft a quarterback, make him sit, watch a few games. That is if the quarterback is dealing with an injury.
I think that's an old age. I think it's throw him into the fire.
I think it's you play him.
How else are you going to learn?
If he's better, play him.
Why not?
Exactly. Because we found out about Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And he got in because of a freak freaking medical staff injury.
Yeah.
Because of like a collapsed lung from Tyrod. And then Herbert goes in, takes the Chiefs to overtime. Okay, so then boom, the Chargers now the Chargers know they have their guy, and now they know who to build around. And Herbert goes on to have a historical rookie year. You got to play him. You'll know.
Got to.
Start Justin
Fields.
That's
the wave.
It is. And if you guys don't start him, fire fucking everyone.
It's a new time, new era.
My God. On to the Monday night game.
I didn't get to watch this one, sadly.
I didn't either. I was at a softball game. I was playing a doubleheader. I had to fill in for a couple teams.
How'd you guys do this week?
It's not the team that I'm usually on with James and all them and Ben. It's with my other guys, but we won both games.
Nice.
Yeah, we played very well. It was a ton of fun. It's a lot more fun when you win, I will say that.
Always is.
It always is. Just I mean, come on. That's common sense. Yeah. So, Raiders go 1-0. I had $70 on the Ravens.
I had the Ravens money line. Also the Ravens in my pick'em, so I was pretty upset when I saw the final score yesterday coming home.
Yeah, I thought it's hard to bet on the Raiders, man. They always blow it, and I thought they did. Derek Carr threw an end zone interception, went through right through Willie Snead's hands in overtime, and I was like, oh my God, the Ravens are going to win. Lamar Jackson,
psych.
Psych, bitch, fumble.
Lamar looked great, though.
Kinda. I mean,
really? I thought Lamar, from the highlights I saw at least, I thought Lamar looked pretty damn good.
Lamar looked like a normal game Lamar.
Okay.
But for a Ravens or for the, going against a Raiders defense that's not that great, looked a lot better now though, I will say, but they didn't really upgrade it a whole lot. I think they're really missing a lot of their running backs, and like I feel like they're kind of Marcus Peters tearing his ACL, clearly not good.
No.
Their defense is getting exposed now in their secondary. Marlon Humphrey can only do so much. He was blanketing Henry Ruggs to take care of the deep ball, but then Darren Waller was just eating ass all game.
Yeah,
he was just eating. And Darren Waller's a dog, and Marlon Humphrey can only cover so many people.
But like you said, it's hard to bet on the Raiders.
It is,
I didn't see that one coming. Betting on the Raiders to me is like betting on the Cubs.
The Raiders had no timeouts, 36 seconds left after a kickoff, and they get down there and they're able to kick a field goal. Like, that's pretty lucky.
So you think, is Derek Carr still the it man for Las Vegas?
I've always been saying Derek Carr is the bar, and it rhymes, but Derek Carr is the middle of the pack for quarterbacks. If you are below Derek Carr, you're below average. If you're above Derek Carr, you're above average.
So I just like using this reference. So where you put Tua? Would you put Tua in Vegas?
Below Derek Carr.
Would you try Tua in Vegas?
Not if Derek Carr's doing this. Derek Carr's like low key a really clutch quarterback. I think he's
pretty clutch.
He's like top five in game winning drives since like 2017.
It's not that long ago though. It's only
and
what 5 years?
Within 2 minutes. Still though.
I guess.
That's Tom Brady. That's Drew Brees. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's Patrick Mahomes.
It's a high list of names.
But here's the thing. They're always losing, so it kind of makes sense.
Exactly. So they got to look at the situation too.
Like Matt Stafford, that's why he kind of has quite a bit. Lions are always losing. But I mean, Derek, I was impressed, dude. I feel like Derek Carr still needs some more respect on his name.
I'll put some respect on his name. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's
right, and I'm not saying he's bad either.
Goated.
But everyone always kind of just goes like, it's Derek Carr. You know? Like he doesn't get the respect. Like,
I'll be it's Derek Carr, not like you know, I'll put a little more respect, but I'm not going like I'm not blowing him off.
Right, because when we talk about the Raiders, it's Waller, Jacobs, John Gruden. You know, we don't
definitely.
Derek Carr, you know?
For sure.
So, that's going to wrap up my recap of week one. Some of my takeaways, Aaron Rodgers, don't panic, everyone. They just weren't prepared.
Yeah.
They weren't prepared.
I don't see it being big.
Dak is back. I will say that.
The Dak is
Dak
back.
Dak is back. Return of the Dak.
Return
I have the cow.
Return of the Dak. All right. Someone's gonna remix that.
I know. I mean, yeah, that's inevitable. So I mean, I had Dallas winning this division before the show started. Seth had Washington. I like my chances right now, even though they both lost. I still like the way they played against the defending Super Bowl champs. Kyler Murray, he's my MVP right now. Turn me up. And another one of my takeaways, Pittsburgh.
Look out.
A little bit better than I thought.
Okay.
Offensively, a little bit better than I thought. Najee Harris didn't do that great, but it's a long season. It's only week one.
You want to go over some picks for this week?
Rylan Dawson, I would love to go over some picks with you, my man. What do you got for me? Week two.
All right, so week two in my CBS Pick'em League. Looking at, obviously, Thursday night matchup, the Giants versus the football team. Right now, I think I'd go with the football team. Just, you know.
I like Washington, yeah.
So I got them. I got Bills over Dolphins. Even though I'm riding the Tua train, I think I'm going to ride Josh Allen and the Bills. You like that?
Sorry, what was it again? I was texting Carter.
The Bills and the Dolphins.
Where's it at?
It is in Miami. And as much as I love the Tua train, I have Josh Allen and the Bills.
I got the Bills.
I just think they look too strong.
They're too good. I mean, it's a much weaker defense than they faced in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So I think they'll go off.
I like the Bills.
Next one is pretty 50-50, at least on the sports book. It's Bengals at Bears in Chicago. I kind of want to go with the Bears. They are the underdog. It's 43.
It's because I think Dalton still announced the starter. I like the Bengals.
Really?
I do like the Bengals here.
So you don't think you think though potentially that Justin Fields gets in?
I think there is potential.
So should I be my underdog this week? Go with Chicago?
No, underdog's Cincinnati.
On CBS, underdog for mine is the Bears.
What? It says Chicago's favorite on ESPN.
No, on CBS I have the Bears 43% to the Bengals 57.
Are you sure you're looking at that right?
Yes, I am looking at it right.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
The Bears?
Yep.
43% to win.
Okay.
The Bengals, 57%.
I need to see this.
Look it. Come over here. Right there. Second game.
What the fuck kind of an app is this?
It's just CBS. Just pick 'em. It's just like a pick 'em league. Crazy. I know. But
I'm saying it right now on every other betting website. There's no shot.
So go with Bengals.
So they think Justin Fields has to be starting, but I still like the Bengals.
All right,
their offense is way better.
I'm taking your pick.
And their defense, low key.
Yeah,
take the Bengals.
All right. I'm gonna go Broncos over Jags just because you know Bronco. Bronco fan right here.
Okay. Yeah, and I would also do Broncos.
I got Browns over the Texans. I don't think the Texans go I don't think they do a repeat.
There's no
Browns
look
way too fucking good.
Yep, take the Browns.
I'm getting Rams over Colts.
This is gonna be a closer game than people think.
You think? The yes. Rams are like it is -200 to +170 on my sports book. They have the Colts 6% chance of winning.
That is so disrespectful.
It's CBS, man.
Are you sure it's not?
It is 6% chance of winning.
That's not true at all. I mean
they're only they're so on my sports betting they're +170, which that's a pretty more fair chance.
That is way more fair. And the Colts are the home team, folks. Keep in mind this is in Lucas Oil.
But Stafford looks so damn good.
They do. It's going to be close, but I think the Rams still win.
Yeah, I think it'll be close.
If what's the spread?
+4 Indianapolis.
Yeah, I would take the Colts +4.
Okay. I got next matchup, Raiders-Steelers. I got Steelers. They look pretty good. I think that could be the upset of the week, just with Derek Carr being clutch, but they're in Pittsburgh.
It is in Heinz Field. I like...
It's like Pittsburgh at home, game, full capacity.
I think that defense is going to be too much for him.
For Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Or you think, yeah, I'd say Steelers defense.
The Steelers defense is going to be too much for that Raiders O-line and Derek Carr.
All right, here's the matchup. I think
I like Minka Fitzpatrick on Darren Waller, and I like Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. Steelers all the way.
I like the Steelers.
This one I think you're going to like. Patriots at Jets. You got Mac Jones at Zach Wilson. Who you got? This one's crucial.
I want to take the Jets so bad.
I know you do.
I think I got to go with New England.
Really?
I do. I think they're too well coached. I think Bill Belichick's going to outcoach Saleh here.
Okay. That's respectable. I mean, Belichick's got a great resume to do that. So.
He does. And I think they threw the game against Miami. Sure. I think New England should be 1-0.
Sure.
And, yeah, they'll bounce back. I got New England.
All right. Your Saints versus the Panthers.
This is going to be a closer game than people think.
In Carolina.
In Carolina, the Saints, there was a COVID exposure in New Orleans.
It's true.
Six coaches got COVID, all of them offensive coaches. Sean Payton was not one of them.
That's good.
Michael Thomas, I think he was the player that got COVID because he just wasn't with the team. Marshawn Lattimore is out. He had surgery on his pinky. Davenport is going to be out. He's getting an X-ray on his pec.
Riding Carolina?
No. I like the Saints, but what's the line? 3.5?
Yeah, 3.5. Carolina, 3.5.
No, plus. You know what? What's the over-under?
It is 44.
Give me the under.
Okay.
Give me the under, but I like the Saints.
Okay. Money line, who are you taking?
Saints.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Saints will win, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The Saints' defense is really good.
For sure.
That Bradley Roby trade is going through, so the Saints are getting a corner replacement for Lattimore. Nice. So it's not going to be as bad.
All right, we got a few more. Niners and Eagles.
This might be the toughest pick.
I got one more after this that's pretty tough.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up.
It's in Philly?
It is in Philly. Philly plus 3.5, over under 50. San Fran's the favorite, a minus 180 money line. Philly will plus 155 money line.
I think this is going to be kind of a sloppy game. This screams sloppy game to me.
Like kind of like a Miami.
Yeah, turnover central.
Okay.
I like San Fran here.
Okay.
I think San Fran gets it done. I like Nick Bosa and their front seven a lot. I like Jimmy G to take care of the ball a little bit more than Jalen Hurts.
Dude, Jimmy G's first snap fumble was so sad to watch.
First
snap of the year.
Also, Trey Lance coming in and scoring a touchdown. Did you see that?
I did.
I feel like all of these first-round QBs might be starting this year at some point.
So.
It's only a matter of time for Fields, but I think Lance will be the last one to start.
All right, last pick I got for you is the Dak attack versus Herb in San Diego or L.A. I kind of want to take Dak and the boys.
It's in L.A.?
That's in L.A., but...
Dude, I think Dallas wins this game.
I think so, too. I don't know, though. Herb, like...
But what's the over-under?
55, L.A. minus 3. Chargers, actually, are minus 160.
Chargers are favored.
Yeah, money line-wise. Dallas is plus 140. I could see it being a super tight game, like an OT.
I see this being a shootout. Yeah, the over-under is 55.
What are we thinking here? There's no new injuries with Dallas, but...
Give me Dallas. I like the Cowboys winning.
As much as I love Herb...
As much as... Oh, I love Justin
and
Herbert.
Herb is
love
my,
Bosa.
My fantasy. I think I'm going to take Dallas. They just looked so strong against the Bucs last week.
Dallas has too many weapons for, I think, the Chargers to slow down.
Yeah.
Chargers have never really been good against defending the run. I think Zeke has a decent game. And I like Dak throwing the ball. Even the Zeke running the ball, play action is going to be nice. And the Chargers just can't make mistakes on offense. That's the thing.
That's, you're right.
I mean, because Dallas's defense isn't amazing. And I still like the Chargers to go down and score points, though, but
that'll probably be the game of the week.
I think this is going to be a great game, but I like Dallas to squeak by.
Yep. Well, that's all I got for you for needing expert picks, so.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's going to wrap up the Takeover Week 1 with your boy, the Rye Guy Recap. Hope you guys enjoyed this segment. I'm going to drop a little bit of highlights on this video on Instagram. Shout out to all the Patreon members again. I'm going to pull them up right here. There's a decent amount of them. I love you all so much. Seth Gomez, Brody, Ben Norton, James Hole, Maddie Bosselman, Lauren Seekert, Mom, Love You, The Goat, Nino Albiak, Trey Jones, Jaden Carson, Kyler Carson. I love you all. Make sure to tune in Thursday. Yes, sir. Love y'all. Keep that money one queued up.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas Sports Advantage, y'all. I mean, Ryan and I were just telling you, they made us money this Sunday. They tell you what games to bet on, and you just put your money down, and they will win it for you.
It was so easy.
Vegas experts are telling us the ins and outs of their matchups they like the most. They're not just picking random games. They're picking the games they like the most. They've seen this go down. They go in-depth on the matchups. They will help you out. I've gotten money from them. Ryland's gotten money from them. Click the link in the link tree. Get a package.
Sorry,
get your money, baby. Let's go. So, yeah, make sure to tune in Thursday. We got more picks. Seth will be back in the studio. We're going to preview week one and also play some more games and do a little what ifs going into the rest of the season. So, y'all have a good one. It's been your boy. Peace and love.
Peace.
We'll see y'all Thursday.
Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead. Again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Hand it off to Johnson, Boise State. Davis.
Oh, my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Harvard's going to win the football. Can you believe it?
Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.